This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Dangerous ice and bitter cold.
Got my jacket, hoodie, couple shirts underneath.
Debt ceiling talks.
At the end of the day, we can find common ground.
Oregon suspect linked to killings.
We have worked around the clock to capture Benjamin Foster.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a relentless winter storm is blamed for at least 8 deaths. It continues to hit hard in Texas and Arkansas. KTVT reporter Jason Allen tells us ice has caused accidents and knocked out power to hundreds of thousands.
Fort Worth police have responded to more than 200 car crashes. Dallas officials have urged people to stay off the roads, but some residents had no choice.
I need formula for my newborn.
The crippling ice storm has caused travel mayhem and frustration at DFW, where 75% of flights Wednesday were canceled.
We got off to rebook another plane. We rebooked it, and within 30 minutes, it was canceled.
While in Austin, trees buckling under the weight of the ice, bringing an unfamiliar sound to some.
I thought it was car wrecks. I came out to investigate and saw branches on the ground.
Those falling branches made some Texas neighborhoods impassable and plunged hundreds of thousands of customers into the dark.
The Weather Channel's Stephanie Abrams on what's ahead.
North of this, the Arctic air aggressively takes over the Midwest and the Northeast. By Saturday, over 130 million with lows below 20, and that doesn't even factor in the wind. We're talking dangerously cold and potentially record-setting wind chills. They could go as low as 60 below zero in Maine Friday night into Saturday morning.
Trouble yesterday afternoon at Los Angeles International Airport. Passengers had to scramble when power went out for about 30 minutes. Stopping screening and affecting departures.
The next flight is in 16 or 18 hours now. And they told me to get refund, you need to stand in line for the next 2 hours again.
The cause of that outage is not clear. Vice President Harris led mourners in a call to action for police reform at the funeral for Tyre Nichols in Memphis. CBS's Elise Preston says family members of the police beating victim spoke out too.
Tyre was a beautiful person. And for this to happen to him, it's just unimaginable.
In a series of heart-wrenching, tear-filled speeches, Tyre Nichols' family expressed sorrow beyond words.
I see the world showing him love and fighting for his justice, but all I want is my baby brother back.
They were joined in Memphis by a civil rights legend, the Reverend Al Sharpton.
I know what I saw on the tape, and the tape speaks for itself.
Family attorney Ben Crum suggested Nichols' death could be a turning point.
In this call to action, we establish his legacy.
Correspondent Nancy Chen has the latest on the Alex Murdoch trial in South Carolina, a disgraced attorney accused of killing two family members.
Get back.
Prosecutors yesterday played this cell phone video taken by Alex Murdoch's son Paul minutes before he and his mother Maggie were murdered. They say that's Alex Murdoch's voice, and it places him at the scene of the crime, even though Murdoch claims he wasn't home at the time. In the video, prosecutors say Paul is heard in the kennels on the family's property.
There's a chicken.
Checking in on his friend Rogan Gibson's dog. You can hear other voices in the background, too, including, prosecutors say, Alex and Maggie Murdoch.
Hey, he's got a bird in his mouth!
On the witness stand, Gibson was asked by the prosecution if he recognized the voices.
You recognize Paul's voice?
Yes, sir.
You recognize Maggie's voice?
Yes, sir.
You recognize Alex's voice?
Yes, sir.
Now to Washington and a White House discussion on the debt ceiling.
The House Speaker calls it a good first meeting.
We agreed to continue the conversation.
Kevin McCarthy says he aims to find common ground with the president to raise the debt ceiling and avoid a first-ever U.S. default.
I believe if we're able to get to an agreement, we could have a funding agreement for the next 2 years.
But McCarthy says he will insist on spending cuts. The White House says Republicans want to cut Medicare and Social Security, but the Speaker insists.
No, we're not talking about that.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
After hiking interest rates a quarter point yesterday, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell signaled more may be needed to fight inflation, even though it appears to be easing.
Shifting to a slower pace will better allow the committee to assess the economy's progress toward our goals as we determine the extent of future increases that will be required to attain a sufficiently restrictive stance.
New discovery as police in Oregon investigate the kidnap and torture case that led to a standoff and suspect Benjamin Foster shooting and killing himself. State Police Captain Kyle Kennedy says two bodies were found in a home 20 miles away.
We have no outstanding suspects in relation to the deaths of Mr. Barron and Mr. Griffith. We believe that those are related to Benjamin Foster.
The College Board's new advanced placement curriculum downplays some components that have drawn criticism from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and other conservatives. Topics like slavery reparations, Black Lives Matter, and queer life are not part of it, but available as samples states can choose for student projects. Overseas, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. and the Philippines have reached a deal to expand the American military presence in that country.
These efforts are especially important as the People's Republic of China continues to advance its illegitimate claims in the West Philippine Sea.
Turns out Britain's King Charles won't replace his mother on banknotes down under.
For years, the face of Queen Elizabeth graced the Australian $5 note, but after her death last year, the image is about to be scrapped in favour of Indigenous heroes. Australian Treasurer Jim Chalmers believes it's good.
The $5 note will say more about our history and our heritage.
The change won't happen for a few years. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Canberra, Australia.
In Chesterfield, Michigan, Keith Stone House knew something was wrong when food deliveries began arriving at his home.
Cars are coming in the driveway while cars are leaving the driveway. Looked down at my phone and it said Chase fraud alert, $439 for pizzas.
It was $1,000 in Grubhub orders placed by his 6-year-old son Mason on a phone app. A reporter asked him what his parents did to help recoup the loss.
How much money did you have in your piggy bank?
$115.
And how much do you have now?
1 cent.
His dad says Mason tipped 25% on each and every order.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Experts have uncovered something new about a long time ago.
A new study shows a rare archaeological find, an embalming workshop with a trove of pottery around 2,500 years old. Recipes showing that embalmers had deep knowledge about what substances would help preserve their dead. And it shows that Egyptians way back when were getting products from the rainforest, most likely from Asia, for the mummification process. Egyptologist Salima Ikram.
How did they know that these things existed? How did they know they were useful? Did they assume just because they're resins they had some of the similar properties? But if they did, then why bother getting them from so far away?
Among the products used thousands of years ago, animal fat and cedar oil. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The first big lottery prize of 2023. $700 million will be on the line Saturday in the Powerball game. No big winner in last night's $653 million drawing. The big prize hasn't been won since November. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Vyadaris.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.